I want tons of approval.
I want tons of approval.
Is that true? Is that what you really want?
Approval would be very nice.
Hopeless. We're too busy to approve of you. We're too busy trying to get your approval. And once you have our approval, what are you going to do with it?
I don't know.
How does it feel when you constantly seek our approval? Isn't that your main career? Seeking approval?
Yes, it's not very comfortable.
And how do you treat us when you want our approval and we don't give it? You have a huge investment in us. You've sacrificed your life for our approval, and when we don't give it, how do you treat us?
Not very nicely.
We should give you our approval. Turn it around.
I should give me my approval.
Yes, because you're the only one left. If we want something from you and you give it to us, then we approve. And if you don't give it to us, we don't approve. It's simple. We're just like you. Sweetheart, let's look at that turnaround. I should give me my approval. Now give me three things about you that you approve of. It could be anything as long as it's genuine.
Okay, let's see. When I lend money to people, I understand if they can't pay me back right away or at all. I don't hold grudges. 2, I show up on time. I don't like to be late. 1 more, huh? I'm a good friend.
Good, honey. The original statement doesn't seem to work as well for you. Can you find another turnaround?
I don't need their approval.
I can tell you that when I have people's approval is when I need it. How do I know that I need their approval? I have it. How do I know that I don't need their approval? I don't have it. And in either case, it has nothing to do with me. It's their story about me that they're approving of. What's important is, am I living in ways that I myself approve of? When I question my thoughts, I like the mind I live with. It not only leaves me alone, it leaves you alone too. That's very peaceful, and I love it.
I don't need their approval.
If you don't seek our approval, there's no way you can ever have it. Can you really know that that's true? You just act sometimes as if you're God, as if you need to make things happen. I notice that things happen with or without me. People approve of me or they don't. This has nothing to do with me. This is really good news, since it leaves me responsible for my own happiness. It leaves me to live my life as kindly and intelligently as I can. If you don't notice and aren't grateful, I understand. It's only me I'm dealing with, and that's enough for a lifetime. My ex-wife should forgive me.
I'm sad that after 10 years of separation, she's still not willing to forgive me.
Whose business is it if you forgive?
Mine.
Whose business is her forgiveness?
Not mine.
I love that you notice, sweetheart. It's her business whom she forgives. Turn it around.
After 10 years of separation, I'm still not willing to forgive myself.
Isn't that as true?
Yes.
There's another turnaround. Can you find it?
After 10 years of separation, I'm still not willing to forgive her.
Tell me about that.
I don't know where to start.
So she is supposed to forgive you? When you know how to start, you forgive her, and then go talk to her about forgiveness. Look how you live when you want understanding. It's very painful. Understanding is your job. You're the one who should understand you. Let's look at your next statement.
I want her to be open and willing to talk.
Whose business is her openness or whom she wants to talk to?
It's hers.
Can you see how, after 10 years, you still want to control her thinking, her timing, her sadness, her very existence? You want to control how open she is. You want to control whom she talks to. You even want to control her forgiveness. It's hopeless. Who would you be without this thought? Honest, living truthfully, not crawling on your belly for forgiveness or love, just an honest, loving man. A man who respects where she is at, wherever that may be. Let's look at the next one.
I want her to leave me in peace.
Whose business is it whom she leaves alone? When you said yes to her request, what did you want in exchange? What were you buying? You wanted her to forgive you, to say nice things to your son about you. And were you honest with her about it? Did you say, here's the deal. I'll give you money if you say nice things to our son about me. I'll give you money, and in return, you'll pretend to forgive me.
No.
So the next time you talk to her, you may want to tell her that. This is integrity. If she says, no, I won't do that, you can thank her for her integrity and let her know that she is your teacher and how wonderful it is that she couldn't be bribed. And eventually you may notice that forgiveness is automatic. It comes as soon as you understand your own stressful thoughts. You see that your pain is never her fault, ever. And if she can't see that, she can't truly forgive you. It has nothing to do with you. How do we love ourselves? One way is by not seeking approval outside ourselves. That's my experience. By not seeking approval outside myself, I come to see that I already have it. I don't want approval. I want people to think the way they think. If I seek your approval, it's not comfortable. And I've come to see, through inquiry, that I want you to approve of what you approve of. What you approve of is what I want. That's love. It wouldn't change anything. It's already perfect itself, and it can't help seeing that you are perfect too.